Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining in with us on Blog Talk Monday night, October 7th, 2019. This is the first Monday of the month of October, which is an extraordinary month because it's my birthday month. And we're going to thank God for that. On tonight, our speaker will be Dr. Serena Wright. So what we're going to do at this time is thank you again, excuse me, for joining in on Blog Talk, which is presented to you every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, which will be following me momentarily with a prayer before we get into the service. So get your books, which is your Bible. Get your little study pads, which you open up and write down your notes, with your pen and paper, pencils, crayons, or whatever you need to use at this time, so that you could have your books to go back on later to study the Word of God that was going to be presented to you on tonight. So while you're doing that, we're going to pause for a moment to allow Minister Sheila to pray for us and with us. Minister Sheila.
Good evening. I just want to say thank you. Thank you, God, for this day. Lord, I want to thank you for each and every one on this planet that you have created and designed for us. Lord, I want to thank you for everyone as of right now. Lord, I thank you for waking us up this morning, taking us safely through the day. I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Dr. Serena Wright, Minister Brandon, Pastor Troy. Lord, I thank you for each and every person on this earth. I thank you for all my sons, my daughters, my nieces, my nephew, my sisters, my brothers, my granddaughters, my grandson. Lord, I thank you for each and every one. I thank you for our health and the strength that you've given us. And Lord, I want you to help us to understand, no matter what we're going through, financial-wise, health-wise, family-wise, job-wise, whatever you seem the problem is, don't let the devil succeed and confuse you. Give it over to God. God can handle all things and can bless you. We need to bless this government so they can see that all the people have the same rights and none should be misjudged because of the color, race, religion, sex, or people, or females or males. It doesn't matter. We are all one people under the Lord's eyes of God, our Father. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you and ask you to bless each and every one that we may see the light, which is you, the light of life, and forever in your name, I say amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sheila, for that prayer that we touch and agree with you on. Dr. Wright, are you on the line now? Okay. Well, what we're going to do, I just want to share a scripture with you all while we're waiting for Dr. Wright to come to the line. We know that this is the beginning of the holiday season and that some people get overwhelmed during this time. But I want you all to turn with me and to read with me Psalms 27 so that we would know what to do in this time and not let the season and the commercials and everything overwhelm us. Psalms 27 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacles shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me. O God of my salvation, when my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over into the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breatheth out cruelty, I'm sorry. I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I just read that to you to let you know that no matter what's happening and what's going on around you in this season, holiday season, people are going to be a little overwhelmed because of the loss of loved ones, myself and my family included, because of things that we wish we could do, things that we wish we were able to do. But I just want to tell everybody, as well as I'm saying this to myself, just keep on trusting God in all that you do. Keep on trusting God, for God is our strength. He is our redeemer. He is our provider. He is our protector. For he is our God and our God alone. There is no other God that we trust or should trust. There is no other God that we should be looking forward to calling but on the name of Jesus. Because when you call on the name of Jesus, you get a three-pack, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we know that there's not too much better than a three-pack except knowing that God has wrapped himself around you. That's the only thing that's better. But I still say when I call on God, I know I'm getting the other two parts of it. And I'm hoping you understand what I'm saying, even if it's not coming out right. You know what I mean, that I cannot do anything without trusting God, without putting God first. This is a season of switch. God is switching some things around, and it's time for you to know that the waters are troubled, and it's time to get in, because God is not saying, do you want to? Can you get by? He's saying, get in. You know, the world say, get in where you fit in, but God is saying, get in. Get in the waters while it's troubled, and just hold on to God's unchanging hand, and just trust him with all of it. With every piece of it, with everything, from the head of the household to the last one coming in the door. Just let God continue to bless him, all of it. I was talking with my sister, Apostle-elect, on today, and we just come to the conclusion that when we give it over to God, just don't worry about it. Let God handle it. Give it to God. Don't take it back. Once you give it to God, don't even try to talk on it again. Once you give it to God, don't even speak on it again. Once you give it to God, know that God has that thing. God got that thing, and God is going to take care of that thing. Don't be a backstabber, backbiter, and taking it back, because God is God. And with me saying that, I want to just say to you all, be blessed, and I'm going to hand it right over to the woman of God. She is on the line. So I would like to present to you and introduce to others our very own Dr. Serena Wright. It's in your hands, Doc. Dr. Wright is in your hands. Go on and present the word. I'm hoping she's not having problems with her phone, because we know when the word is going to come, and it's going to come heavy, that a lot of times the enemy try to get in and kill, steal, and destroy. But we're going to trust God that Dr. Wright is going to be bringing the word forth on tonight. Okay, Dr. Wright, I see that you say you're on, but we can't hear you. Are the lines open? Can the lines please be open? Because Dr. Wright is on the line, and she's prepared and ready to speak. But I don't know if the lines are open with Blog Talk. Dr. Wright, I'm checking to see if the lines are open. Let me see. I'm checking right now with Apostle Elect to see if the lines are open. I'm going to text her. Dr. Wright, I'm going to try to call you from my phone so that we would not let the enemy have any way in. We're going to take care of this thing right now. We know that God is able, that he always leaves a ram in the bush. And we're just going to do what we got to do. I'm pulling up your number, and I'm hoping this is the right number. So I call. So we're going to present to you all now. We have Dr. Serena Wright on the line. Dr. Wright, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. We are just so grateful, Ben. Listen, I am so excited about this season for those that are kingdom, because I am so fully aware that the church has been set in the earth realm to legislate that is of the king's dominion, that it represents the king's authority and his power. And so we are no longer those that are intimidated or made nervous by the wiles or the strategies of the adversary, but we are those that are ready to stand firm and to deliver that God has invested in us through his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Things can become so intense that you actually don't have time for formalities and ridiculousness, because when the enemy raises his head, then we already know that the one that's inside of us is greater. And so we just thank God today for this platform, for those that are manning the platform, for the commitment to the ministry and that is going forth. We recognize that these archives will be held in the world wide web, meaning that in any place on the earth where an internet signal can be reached, those people have the opportunity to hear the truth of the gospel. So we thank God for them. We thank God for you that will listen. We thank God that in the year 2287, when 267 years from now, when I am resting firmly in the arms of Jesus, there will be someone listening to the liberating truth of the gospel of the king that is over every other king. Hallelujah. We just thank God for this platform and for what it means to the earth. I dare not say it is the only place that the truth is being spoken, but it is definitely a place where you will hear an uncompromising, uncut word. Hallelujah. Where the prophets have prophetic voices that are speaking and being unctioned by God. Where the teachers are teaching the principles of the kingdom. Where the evangelists are encouraging you to not waste another second. Where the apostles are bringing into a line the order and the government of God. Hallelujah. And the pastors are looking forward to you coming in and being shepherded by those that have the heartbeat of God for you. This is the place to be. Father, we thank you, and we give your name the praise, and we give your name the glory, your name that is above every other name. We magnify, we make you larger. Hallelujah. Glory to God. and we look forward to you speaking directly into our hearts. We declare today that our hearts are good ground, that we have dug up those things that would choke out the truth and lead us into deception and delusion. We say that the incorruptible seed of the word will go into our hearts and bring forth the fruit of right living, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, because that's the kingdom. If you would turn with me in your Bible, get a Bible, borrow a Bible, go to your neighbor's house, get on the internet and pull up a Bible, get a Bible, get a Bible, get a Bible, and turn to Daniel 11, Daniel 11 verse 32. Daniel 11 verse 32. And I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible, and then from the King James. He says in Daniel 11:32, and such as violate the covenant, he shall pervert and seduce with flattery mercy. But the people who know their God shall prove themselves strong and shall stand firm and do exploits for God. And such as violate the covenant, he shall pervert and seduce with flattery. But the people who know their God shall prove themselves strong and stand firm and do exploits for God. The King James says, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. We just have to say only what the Lord has given us, and we will be so done. But I will offer to you today that many have become overwhelmingly concerned with that seems to have been being misused, that justice is being misused, that legislation is being misused, that power and authority are being misused, and people's rights are being violated, and upset and uprise and upheaval is sweeping North America. My God. And the Bible said, but such that violate the covenant, then he shall pervert and seduce with flatteries. And so what I will send to you as comfort, as I will speak as a prophetic gift in the earth and offer you as comfort, that don't be worried about those that do wickedly, because they will be cut down like grass. Those that violate, those that pervert and objectify, those that seek after those that are vulnerable and weak, that they'll be seduced with flatteries. And that maybe seems like a convoluted language, but let me tell you something. Seduction got Adam and Eve kicked out the garden. Seduction is the most subtle, wicked scheme of the adversary, and most of the time, those that are not in God are so easily seduced. You can look all over every arena, every mountain. You can look in Hollywood. You can look in politics, academics, education, psychology. Those that are not in God are so easily seduced with flatteries. But let me tell you something. There is coming a time where the people of God will be able to be identified like never before, because we are going to be covenant keepers. We are going to be the ones that have known our God. Oh my goodness, this is so hot off the press, I don't even have any notes. But let me tell you something, that God wants us to know that no matter how it looks, no God. No matter what they're talking about, somebody say no God. Don't try to know politics. Don't try to know the Babylonian system. Don't try to study psychology. Don't even get real caught up in the things of your career. I know so many of you want to hang up, but this is a word for something that's coming. Oh, mercy, Jesus. You better know God. Somebody say, if they're the people that knew their God, I'm telling you, knowing God's going to be a commodity. Knowing God is going to be how you're going to know where food is. Knowing God is how you're going to know where safety is. Knowing God is going to be how you're going to be able to stay in your right mind. Somebody say, no, God. You better know God better than you know your mother. You better know God better than you hell, I dare you. Just walk up to your supervisor and say, no, God. If he say what you say, don't repeat it, but go ahead and tell him. So you better know God. You better know God. Because if you think it's getting bad, it's only getting bad for those that are not in covenant. Somebody say with God. It said those that know their God shall be strong and do great exploits. If you study out Daniel, this was a time when Antiochus, the king, it was Antiochus the Great, and he was oppressing severely the Jewish people, and he was being cruel and wicked to them, and no matter what they did, it was relentless cruelty against them, so much so that they began to become corrupt and wicked themselves. Lord have mercy. And then in verse 32, though, it says, he said, and such that violated the covenant, they also became perverted, just like the wickedness of the day. Just like the wicked king, the people began to slip away into wickedness and perversion. They began to be so oppressed in their thoughts and in their minds that they didn't realize that he would come and say something flattering to them so that they would come over to their side. Come over to his side and then be sucked into his corrupt evil way. Hallelujah. But it says the people who knew their God, they were the ones that were able to demonstrate a strength against the wickedness that had rose up in the land. And so the Bible says those that knew their God, those that knew their God, the King James says, shall be strong. There has never been a day where strength in God has been required more than today. When I say strength in God, I don't mean that you can stand and quote scriptures all day and that you can go to work when you're supposed to be working and your eyes are rolled up in your head and you're speaking in tongues. I'm talking about a real strong. When the Bible says be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, strong enough to stand while they're talking about you and discriminating, strong enough to be kind to the most racist, wicked rule of authority, to that policeman, to that supervisor, to that therapist, to that coworker, to that neighbor, to that one who you know has planned and schemed and divided against you. That's the kind of be strong that those of us that don't know God will be able, somebody say, to be. We're going to have to be strong. We're going to have to be relentless. We're going to have to stand against persecution. Oh my God, and still be filled with the love of God. Oh, I don't mean, hallelujah, glory to the Father, that we will become desolate and destitute. I don't know that our outer accoutrements are going to change, but don't you know that you can have everything that Babylon has ever, ever offered and be weak in your inner man and be drawn into the perversion of Babylon? This is not about our outer accoutrements, but we're going to be able to be strong and say, that what would it profit me? Even if you give me everything you got, I wouldn't sell it for my soul. We're going to have to be strong and say right is right and wrong is wrong. We're going to have to be strong and stand against legislation and stand against lawmakers and stand against the culture and stand against the society and say, for God I live and for the God that I already know, I'm already willing to die. Hallelujah. Oh, let me tell you something. There's a seduction and a flattery coming. Oh, they're going to begin to offer you things. And you're going to think this is everything I've ever wanted. But because you know God, God's going to say, don't touch that. Oh, Lord. God's going to say, don't marry her. God's going to say, don't call him. And you're not going to do it because you're going to know your God, that you're going to be seduced proof. Don't you know that when you look out onto the TV, if you look on CNN, FOX, MSNBC, if you pick any of your newsletters and you actually know God, there is almost a weeping that comes over you for how seduced and how betwixt and how consumed with the voice of darkness people have become. Oh my God, they're saying wrong is right and right is wrong. Do you know that any time you can stand up, Lord have mercy, Jesus, and you can be persecuted for forgiving somebody? Oh my God, you better know God. Oh, I don't care what you say. My Bible commands us to forgive. And do you know that there have been some that have been so seduced away from the truth of the gospel that they got downright blood tooth mad? Oh my God, for people that know God, and they knew God so much that they said, I don't care what you do, you can't make me hate you. Oh my God, you better be ready to prove you know God. Oh Lord, I thank you. You better be ready to be strong. You better be ready to take it on the chin. All because they're trying to seduce you with smooth words. Oh, we all in the Bible. They're going to start saying smooth things. But don't you think she deserved this? And don't you think he should have got that? And don't you think that it should be like this? And don't you think I was born like this? Oh, you better know God. Oh, you better seduce proof your life. You better hold on into the covenant. And the Bible says the only way to do it is to know God. Better than you know your pastor, you better know God. Better than you know, better know the A and B selection, you better know God. Before you know if you Baptist or Lutheran, somebody say, you better. Oh, God, it's going to be in the archives in case you miss it. You better get to know him. Lord have mercy. I know this is in the Old Testament, so some of my New Testament scholars have already ready to turn me off because they say I'm teaching the Old Testament doctrine and I'm trying to get you under the law. Turn your scholarly self over to Matthew chapter 4 where Jesus, Lord have mercy, God, I thank you, where Jesus had been taken up unto the mount and he had been fasting. The Bible says he was taken by the Spirit of God up unto the mountain, and he fasted for 40 days, and he was hungry. Lord have mercy. Do you know that means that he was weakened? The Bible says that he was without sin, but that doesn't mean that his flesh body didn't get weak after 40 days of fasting and being before the Father. And the Bible says that he was weakened, but do you know that when the adversary came and begin to try to tempt him and seduce him and try to pervert the language of the Old Testament and try to get him to demonstrate that he was who he already was. The only thing God and Jesus ever said to him during those temptations, he said, but that's not from the mouth of God. Read it for yourself. He said, and this is not the truth of the Lord, my God. Oh, he already knew God. He had seduced, proved himself right before he went into ministry. Because if you read a little further down in Matthew chapter 4, where Jesus is showing us, if you want to make it through the difficulty of the culture, you better know God. Don't you know the adversary is coming from the left and from the right? They're saying cheat on this and write this and lie about this and say you some of that and go ahead and indulge that fleshly appetite and go ahead and say this. Go ahead and cuss them out anyway. Ain't nobody looking. Go ahead and let hatred fill your heart. Oh, I'm with the Holy Ghost is going to come right down the street. Oh, if you're black, hate white people. If you white, hate black people. Go ahead. You know what they did. You know what they said. But if you're going to survive as a kingdom citizen, and if you're going to circumvent the seduction that has been laid in the earth to trap you and distract you and draw you away from purpose and destiny and draw you away from the greatness that God has already invested in you, somebody say, you better know God. You better get to praying. You better get to seeking. You better get to knocking. You better get to asking. He said, the those that know their God. The only way that these people, Father help me, were able to stand and having done all to stand, the Bible says because they knew their God. just say that they knew God. It says they knew their God. That they had become personal with him. They had some experience with him. Oh, you better roll back to that time that God rescued you. Oh, you better roll back to that day when that person was going to beat you to death, or that man was going to assault you, or they were going to take your children and they were going to evict you, and nobody rescued you but God. And that's the day that he became your God. And that's the day your relationship turned from just knowing God to knowing my God. Go back to that. And say, yeah, God, I know you. I just want to know you better. I want to be able to recognize and distinguish you. I want to consider you in all my ways. Oh, my God, I want to be instructed by you. I want to find out more about you. I want to know the God of my salvation. The only way they were able to seduce proof their life, the only way they were able to seduce proof their relationships, the only way they were able to seduce proof their hearts, the only way they were able to seduce proof their minds. Somebody say they knew their God. Let me check. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, like we've never thanked you before, for the prophetic word that you speak and utter, even before we need it, that we might be prepared, that we might be strong. The Bible say, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Don't you know that doing it in your own strength, went out with high heel gym shoes? Oh, don't nobody do it like that no more. You know, but they say, oh, I'm going to an 80s party. And then they go and they look at old pictures and they dress how they used to dress and they do it how they used to do it. And they play songs that used to be hits. But let me tell you, doing it in your own strength, it's like an 80s party and it's 2019. Don't nobody do it like that no more. You better be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might and be able to put on the whole armor and stand. Oh, the Bible says, and after having done all that you can do in him, stand right in your place. Don't move. Quit being so weak. Quit falling over every time the wind blows. Oh, my God, I thank you. Oh, quit looking up every skirt and quit looking at men's crotches. Quit being so weak. Somebody say, be strong. Why don't you just quit being mean to her? You married her and took her off the market. Why don't you just be strong? Oh, I know, I know, I know. You've been having some be strong challenges. That's because you don't know God. You've been having some integrity challenges. That's because you don't know. Somebody said you don't know God. You've been caught up and held up. You've been stuck up and on standby. Your destiny is on a permanent pause. Somebody said because you don't know God. All he wants us to do, somebody say, is know him. The Bible says they know their God. It says they shall be strong. Hallelujah. They shall be. Oh, God's just trying to get you to the place where you turn all of those lukewarm places into hot or cold. You say, no, baby, I'm coming right through here. I shall be strong. I shall be integral. I shall be compassionate. I shall be empathetic. I shall be forgiving. I shall be long-suffering because love never fails. I shall be enduring. I shall be relentless. Oh, somebody go say, how did you do it like that? Oh, my God, your husband's mistress walked up to you, and you didn't slap her down and knock all the teeth out. You're going to say, because I know God. It's not going to be a cliche. It's going to be because you spent time emptying out all that insecurity, emptying out all that rage and violence, emptying out all that rejection and hurt, emptying all of that mysteriousness and abuse, emptying out all that trauma and murderous rage. It's going to be because you spent time before the Father. Somebody should get to know him. Oh, we're going to stand up like bright lights. My Bible say epistles read of all men. Oh, if you know him. Oh, I'm not talking about I know the man. I'm not talking
about the one when you refer to him as your third floor tenant, as your fifth floor neighbor. When you say, I know the man upstairs. No, you don't know him as your God. The Bible says they knew their God, my Lord, and they shall be strong. The people that knew their God, somebody say, shall be strong. Aren't you about ready to move into absolute? Aren't you tired of being up and down and in and out? Aren't you tired of being almost and very close? Aren't you tired of being hot between two opinions? Aren't you just tired? Somebody say you're being tired. Why don't you just go ahead and be strong? All God is telling us is to know him. Recognize him. Discern him. Be able to distinguish him. Somebody said to me, I remember even myself when I first got born again, I went to the pastor. I said, Apostle, can you just tell me this one thing? How will I know God's voice? It's like, you know, I was about 85 different people at the time. I always had somebody talking to me. Y'all don't want to say nothing. I said, how do I know his voice? She said, get to know him. Oh, she said, just like anybody else that you know. When you know somebody, you know their voice. And there's no other that you will follow. Somebody say, just know God. You've got a problem saying, God, I don't know which way to go. I don't know, should I go left, should I go right? This woman won't act right no matter what I do. Do I stay or do I go? I don't know what voice. I'm so frustrated and aggravated. I feel so disrespected. Every time I walk in, they've got something to say about my gender, about my complexion, about that I'm fat, about that I'm skinny, about that I'm tall, about that I'm short. They snicker and they laugh and humiliate me. I don't know what to do. God said, just get to know me. Get to know me. Recognize and distinguish my voice from every other. Get to know me and discern who I am and where I am in you and how large. Let me open up my largeness in you. It'll be so clear. The Bible says, would not ever. The Bible says the people that knew their God were strong. Somebody say, and do exploits. There's another version that says, and take action. Because the thing about this, the church is us. I know you think the church is that brick building you go to, and you only go on Easter and Mother's Day. I mean, you only go on Sunday. But the church is you. God has established himself in you, and you have become his temple. And the thing is that we are then to legislate the king's agenda in the earth. His church moves his agenda through the earth, and we take action. What does that mean? That we are able to discover, the Bible says, and prove the very will of God for our lives. There's somebody that will be listening live or on the archives, and God has got a ridiculously outrageous, wonderful plan for your life. Somebody say, but you don't know him. You're wandering aimlessly. There's satisfaction in nothing. You're putting on a happy face. And God is saying, all I want you to do is know me and then do great things for me. Hallelujah. The Bible says great exploits. Because the things that God has given us to do are a reflection of him. And he is the King of Kings. He sits in a largeness that's incomparable to every other idol god. He has great people because he's a great God with great assignments. And he wants us to do great exploits. He wants us to produce and take action. He wants us to fulfill the call and the purpose on our lives. He wants us to walk out the fullness of our assignment. Somebody say, do exploits. Somebody say, do exploits. Somebody, my God, God wants you to finish well. God wants you to finish well. He wants you to take action. He wants you to be able to execute that plan. He wants you to be able to open that business. He wants you to be able to see that marriage through. He wants you to be the one, the first one that ever. Don't you know that when Mary got pregnant by a spirit, that she is doing something that had never been done on the earth? And if it can happen for a virgin, flattering you, but it's seduction. Oh, know me. It'll be so plain. I'll wipe all of that is muddy away, and you'll know exactly which job offer to take. You'll know exactly which contract to take. You'll know exactly what to say to quiet that mouth. You'll know exactly how to bring harmony into your home. You'll know exactly what to say to quiet the rebellion in that daughter that I told you she was going to be what she's going to be. You'll know exactly what to say to that son to dry up the taste of addiction. Somebody say, know him. Know your God. Don't you minimize the investment of God down on the inside of you. You blood bubble over you. Don't you minimize your God. Know him. Don't you minimize your king. Somebody say, know him. Those that knew their God, somebody say, shall be strong, hallelujah, and do great and do exploits. It means exploits, great things. Take action and produce well. Somebody say, do great exploits. God, yeah, if you're still breathing, I said, if you're still breathing, God's got a great plan for your life. If you're still living, God's got a great plan for your life. But all he wants you to do is know him. Don't know him. Don't know somebody that knows him. Know him. Spend time with him. Love him. Discern him. Consider him. Oh, my God. Endure him. Beseech him. Go after him. Seek him. Know God. Know him until he becomes your God. Because the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. That is the call of God for us tonight, that we leave strong and effective lives. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That we leave strong and effective lives. He said, know me. Know me until it becomes personal. Know me. Know me more. Job said, more than I want food, I want to know God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank you, Father, for your release tonight on us. We have received the truth of your word in our heart, and we are committed to it bringing forth the fruit of right living. We will not be weakened by flatteries and seduces. Those that have plans for wickedness against us. Hallelujah. Those that are not of the covenant, but we make a commitment to know you, that the strength and the power and the might of who you are is one with us as we carry out the great assignment that you have on our life, for we will be those that do exploit. Woman of God, we just turn this right back over to you.
Thank you, Lord, for the service on tonight. Thank you for the word to just know him. I will. I'm a declarer today. I will when I go to work tomorrow and I walk in the path of my boss. I'm going to say, you better know God. I'm going to just say it. I thank the woman of God for bringing forth the word. I thank you for blessing us on tonight with the word. I thank you for everything that came out your mouth. Because I know one thing, excuse me, the enemy did not want us to hear that on tonight. That's why he tried. You heard me say he tried to get in the line. But I said, God, I heard you say, put her on the three-way. Let her know the word will go forth on tonight. So I don't know if the lines are open, if anybody is able to say anything, but I'm going to give it a try. If not, we know that you all heard the word and that you all are going to be on fire after hearing that word on tonight, because you're going to put in your spirit to say to yourself and others, you better know God. So at this time, if you have anything to say, the lines are open.
The lines are open.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. This is Cecilia. I appreciate the word. I was running a little late because I had to meet with my chair on my stuff for school, but as soon as I finished with my chair, I got on, and oh, what a powerful word about knowing God, about being that person that's strong in your knowledge of God based off of your relationship with Him, not even allowing the various racisms and other isms to cause you to lose your focus and to lose your commitment to obeying God. I thank you, Dr. Wright. I thank you, and I will definitely go back and listen to the archive because I need to hear the beginning. Like I said, it wasn't much that I missed, but just that little bit I missed, I want it, and I'm hungry for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Apostle Elect, for your word of encouragement. Is there anyone else that has anything to say to the woman of God on tonight? Okay, if not, I would like to say to the woman of God again, I look forward to the first Mondays of every month because you give me something to help me through my beginning of the month with knowing that God has something in store for us. To just be able to say that I have to make sure I have a relationship with God because I need to be able to hear Him to say the food is over there. Don't touch this. Don't go over there. Don't do this. Don't do that. That's okay. I am so glad to know that God has put a voice in his vessel to not to allow the people to have any type of excuse of they didn't know because they should know God for themselves. I want to also ask you, is there any cheap plugs you would like to give to us on tonight?
No announcements, no plugs, but I will have some next month. I'm going to collect them all throughout the next 30 days, and definitely I'm going to have several for the month of November.
Okay, that is so good to know. And again, I want you all to know this is my birthday month. On the 16th is my birthday, and I'm asking God for a personal present that I'm asking God. No, it's not material. No, it's not something that I can show you all. It's something that I'm asking God to do for me that people will be able to see for themselves. I'm asking God for not a spiritual touch. I'm asking God for a deliverance. I'm asking God for a more of cleansing of my spirit. I don't know exactly how to say it, but I'm asking God to do something for me on my birthday. And I can't explain it no better than that. And I believe God is going to do it because I can't explain how that it has become such a hunger in my spirit more for the Lord. It has become a desperate need where I'm just excited about making sure I stand right and upright before God. I really can't explain it, but that's what I'm asking God. And I want you all to P-R-A-Y, pray with me. Don't P-L-A-Y. I don't want you to play with me, and I don't want you to P-R-E-Y, pray on me. So just do those things for me that I'm asking you to put it up before God concerning me and my family and this Blog Talk ministry line. I'm asking you all to put that up before God. Just pray for us, okay? So, woman of God, I would love for you to pray for us as we end the service on tonight and just make sure that you do what God told you to do from this point forth, like you've been doing. I don't know what else to say.
Yes, ma'am. You want me to pray, woman of God?
Yes, ma'am. Now that you have some other words before you pray or after you pray.
No, Father God, we just thank you. The heart, praise your name, God. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, God. Hallelujah, God, for what you
are willing to trust us within the earth. We thank you for your investment of your Son and his kingdom and its power within us. In the name of Jesus, God, your word shall bring forth the fruit of right living. In the name of Jesus. And God, we agree right now with the woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For when Solomon asked for wisdom, yeah, when he could have asked for anything, he became the wisest man ever known. She is asking for deliverance. God, let there be a wholeness that is obvious. Hallelujah. Because she could ask for anything, and she asked for wholeness in the name of Jesus. We agree with gladness that it is heard in the name of Jesus, that the instructions to walk out the manifestation of her deliverance are clear, that she follows them without hesitation, that she is relentless in her pursuit of your word and its strength and its power in the name of Jesus, that it begins to emanate and release itself even from her shadow in the name of the in the name that is above every other name, it is already so. And we thank you, Father.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Forevermore. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We thank God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I receive it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I receive it. Glory to you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. And for all of those that were listening on the line, I want you to also ask God for some personal favors. As far as deliverance, I'm asking you to go to him as far as doing things for you spiritually, because the natural things will follow if you follow God's instruction. I want to thank you all again for joining us on this Monday night. This Monday night has been a blessed night. This is a night that we're going to start our week off and continue it on from this point forward. We will be back here next Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be here Friday, along with Facebook Live with Let's Talk. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, on Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk. It is presented to you every Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are also here on Sunday morning with our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser with Let's Talk also, which is called Mile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministry, which is the Let's Talk program is under. We want you to know that they're here at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, along with 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I want you all to know that we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do about it. And to remember our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We want to tell you again, we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Get to know God and let others know they better know God also. Amen. Amen. Good night, everyone.